Hey, Mike. This is gonna be short. It sucks you haven't been able to stop by my place, but... Hey, thank you for emailing me back about Hopeless. I did what you said and played it. I'm kind of freaking out again, though. Let me explain. I loaded back into my saved game from last time, and it started my character in the kitchen. I went over to the pantry door in the kitchen. Question appears. Hide in the pantry or look for somewhere else to hide? I selected hide in the pantry. As I watch on the screen, it then pops up with a warning telling me not to move. Wide-eyed and from the immediate horror that came out of literally nowhere, I hold very still as this distorted, deep-toned song begins to play violently out of my television. It was like two songs playing backwards at the same time, but slower. I see the man again covering his eyes, looking for me. I literally stop breathing the whole time this is happening. As he walks, or... I don't even know, hovers at this point around the kitchen with that ghostly walk, he begins to come toward the pantry door. My heart begins to race. I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen, and to be honest, what did happen shocked me. The man wrenches open the pantry door and pulls me out. My character on the floor, seemingly waiting for certain death. However, the man then uncovers his eyes. A question pops on the screen. Fight, run, or stay? I choose run. It then says I can't run from it. It's hopeless. I then choose fight. It then sends me to the inventory screen. Use the knife is prompted on the screen, and I select it. It cuts back to my character stabbing the man. The man falls in pain. Then the option to run is available. I choose it and run out of the kitchen. As I'm now back in the living room, the phone then rings. I walk my character over to the phone, and a voice, a girl crying on the phone, calls out, "Hello." "Why are you doing this?" she says. "Nina? Is that you? Please, stop hurting me. Make it stop." The call ends abruptly and my character then hangs up the phone. I walk down the hall of the living room. This is when my television starts to make these staticky noises. The game begins to glitch. The words on the television come up. "Don't you like playing my game? Don't you know that playing it is hopeless?" The screen goes black, and that sound of a girl crying and shattered glass can be heard again. It got so loud that I had to hit mute on the TV this time. This lasted for about a minute. It then shows a short live-action video of a woman taking a bath, and someone recording her from outside the bathroom door. In a first-person point of view, the person recording goes in slowly. The girl, then noticing, says, "What are you doing? Get out!" She then starts to scream as the person gets closer. The inevitable happens. In first person, I see her getting stabbed multiple times. She continues to scream and cries out, asking, "Why? Why are you doing this?" The screen goes black again for about 10 seconds. My character then appears on the screen. Instead, he is lying face down on the floor, as if he's been killed. A screen pops up. asking me if I want to save my game. I hesitantly selected yes, as I didn't want to lose any progress. After that, I paused the game. And it's been paused for a few hours now. I had to email you about this shit. I'm too scared to unpause it. I don't want to play anymore unless someone is with me. I know I said this last time, but after this and that live-action video of the woman in the tub, it just seems too damn real for me. Maybe I should just stop playing altogether, but I still want to find out what the hell's going on. Please, come over tomorrow. I really need someone to see this. Please, Mike. Anthony.